Saturday morning, Power Talk 1460 and 101 FM. And Ann Lesnick, our retirement expert, is joining us once again. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Mark.
Did you guys have a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. I'm still wondering if I can...
I was wondering if you're in a tryptophan coma still.
I think I am. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what eating so much of that good stuff and then watching lots of football, too.
Right. Absolutely.
Hey, we want to remind our listeners today is Small Business Saturday. So in every community that we're hurting, there are mom-and-pop small businesses, and they could really, really use your support this weekend. So for some of your shopping this holiday season, either today or sometime between now and Christmas, drop into one of your mom-and-pop businesses in town and support them. Support the local folks, the brick-and-mortar folks that provide so much to our communities. I think Nan would agree with us on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mark.
All right. The other day, we started talking about the five differences, knowing the differences between the IRA and the 401k. And one of the things that we got to talking about, difference number one was making a qualified charitable distribution that you can do from an IRA, but not from a 401k, correct?
Right. Exactly right. Right.
And by the way, we talk about required minimum distributions. They begin for people with IRAs at the age of 70 and a half. Now, with the 401k, Nan, I understand that people can begin taking distributions as early as age 59 and a half. Isn't that correct?
Well, you can do that with an IRA, too.
Okay.
But you bring up a good point. I want to clear something up right here about 401ks and IRAs. It has been a misunderstanding of people that the 401k does not have required minimum distributions. And if you are still working, mm-hmm. that can be true. If you're still working for the employer who has that 401k. But I had a client come in not too long ago who has 401ks still sitting with prior employers. She's now coming up on 70 and a half, and she was of the belief, and she's working, has a 401k, and was of the belief that she did not have required minimum distributions.
Hmm.
So people just really misunderstand this, and somehow or other, Mark, it's kind of funny. People always ask questions about Social Security eligibility and Medicare eligibility, and they always say, you know, I don't know the rules on that. I don't understand. But I seem to run into a lot of people who think they know the rules on these retirement accounts, and in fact, they're complicated. So it's really, really important.
Mm-hmm. Nan, I have a question to ask you about this. I don't know if it's an accountant's question or it's one that you can answer, but a friend of mine is 62, still working, and has money in a 401k, and uh-huh. didn't want to take a loan out, and is still working full-time, but wanted to know if she could take a couple $1,000s out of it without penalty. Obviously, I think the person would have to report that on their income tax, but would that be considered a minimum distribution? Are there any rules around that, or are they able to just dip into that and take some money out in a non-loan form once they're over the age of 59? And a half.
Is it now an IRA, Mark? Did she roll it over to an IRA?
No, it's a 401k still.
401k that she's, is she working for the company that holds that 401k?
Yes.
So the answer then is no.
Okay.
Because she can't make an she might be able to make an in-service withdrawal. Mm-hmm. If she can make an in-service withdrawal, then she can do that. I reverse my first answer, but mm-hmm. she's got to look at the summary plan description and if she doesn't understand that, have somebody help her with that. The summary plan description tells you what the rules are on that 401k. And if she can take an in-service distribution, then yes, in fact, she can do that.
All right.
And that's sometimes done in tax planning. So yes, the answer is yes.
Okay. And if the person still has questions, they should contact their plans administrator. And then they can hopefully get a straight answer there as well.
Yes, yes. Because a plan administrator is charged with knowing the rules of that plan. Not every plan allows in-service withdrawals. As a matter of fact, you know, it's almost an exception rather than a rule.
Okay. Let's get on to number two here on the differences between the IRA and the 401k. Number two, take a penalty-free distribution for higher education expenses. You can do this with an IRA, correct?
Yep. That's correct. Distributions generally prior to 59 and a half are subject to income tax and a 10% early distribution, okay? But the exception is if you are using your IRA to pay for higher education expenses, such as college education, books, so forth and so on, for your kids, okay? Your children, yourself, of course, but also for your children, you can take withdrawals from an IRA prior to age 59 and a half without penalty. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there's record keeping required, but that can be a great help to people to know. Now, they may have, again, I'm astounded by the number of people who come to me who have old 401ks sitting with a prior employer. And if the employer is large enough, if the administrator has enough people on their rolls, they don't say, you've got to take your money. You don't work here anymore. You've got to take your money. There's no forcing in most cases to take the money out of the 401k. Mm-hmm. Now, employers want you to. They want this divorce to be final.
Right.
But if it's a large administrator, if it's what like Empower, which is kind of a common large plan administrator, Fidelity and so forth, they're not keeping track of whether or not you work there. They're just seeing contributions are not being made. So if you have old 401ks, you ought to roll them over for a number of reasons, some of which we're covering right now.
All right. Let's move on to taking a distribution when you want.
Okay. So with your 401k, you are at the mercy of the plan's rules. That was just what we were talking about when mm-hmm. you were saying, can she take money out of the 401k? She is at the mercy of the plan. And in fact, it may or may not be able to. But if she had an IRA, you can typically take a distribution from the account whenever you want. There's no restrictions under the law whatsoever. Now, keep in mind, if you're taking that out before age 59 and a half, you will generally owe income tax and a penalty. But if you really need the funds and there is nowhere else to turn, it may be your best alternative.
Aggregate RMDs between multiple accounts. That's required minimum distributions.
Right.
Why do you do that?
Well, so a client that came to see me, I referenced her a little earlier, she's got four prior 401ks. And what her situation was, she worked for a company that was acquired, and then that company was acquired, and then that company was acquired. So each time what happened is they froze the 401k, probably had an option to roll it over into the new 401k, but she didn't do that. So she's got several in-force 401ks. She's approaching 70 and a half. She would not be able to take all of her RMD out of one account. And that's something we do for people to make, first of all, to make life simpler, okay? And that is all the IRAs. And let's just say, I'm making up numbers. You had four 401ks and you rolled them all over to IRAs. So you now have four IRAs. The distribution from each one of them might be $6,000. So you can aggregate that and take four times six, $24,000 out of one account. And that's what we generally do. Let's mm-hmm. deplete one account, leave others to grow, rather than taking a little from here and a little from there.
Okay.
Now, you have to have a plan and a schedule to do that, so you're keeping track of stuff correctly. But that is oftentimes a better strategy, because you might have money in an account that is invested in such a way that you really don't want to take money from it right now.
Okay.
I mean, we're in a hot market, but when we're in a down market, if you have an equity portfolio, you may not want to touch that until we see some recovery.
And the final one here is avoid withholding. Now, you got to pay taxes. That's not optional, but I guess,
right.
you know, when you pay them is optional to a
right.
degree.
Right, to a degree. So if you're taking money from the 401k, they must withhold taxes. Not if you're rolling over. Rolling over is, that's a tax neutral event. You're rolling it from one deferred account to another deferred account, and you're not going to have to pay taxes on that. But if you are taking a withdrawal, in general, the distribution from the 401k that are eligible for rollover, if you were eligible for rollover, but instead you're taking a withdrawal, there's a mandatory withholding of 20%. And that might be a higher percentage withdrawal than you need to have. So this, again, you know, we get back to planning, having a plan, working with someone, of course, like us, who can help you map out when do these withdrawals need need to be taken? What's the taxable situation going to be? Using some software that we have that kind of projects what taxes are going to be, we can determine how to do this and prevent the situation of having mandatory distributions being made from a 401k and that are going to just be confusing. That's right. Really what it is. Now, Mark, there's one more thing that's not listed here that I want to mention, and that is about an employer plan. A 401k has a beneficiary. So if you are the employee and I am your wife and you predecease me, I am the beneficiary of your 401k because you did not roll that over. If you have rolled that over into an IRA and you predecease me, then I have the choice of being the owner or the beneficiary. And that, again, is a planning decision that has to be made carefully. However, you don't have that choice in a 401k. So you really could stick your surviving spouse with a big
tax bill,
confusing,
right?
Confusing tax issue by not having rolled over. Huh?
I said that could be a big tax bill that you could leave your surviving spouse with.
Exactly right.
Yeah, if you don't plan it correctly. All right. So, Nan, does this all mean that IRAs are better than 401ks?
Well, for accumulation, no. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. When you come to distribution, yes, it is the case. When it's time to start turning that savings into a stream of income, absolutely, the IRA is superior for many reasons.
Great advice today from Nan Lesnick. She's our retirement expert. You can reach Nan at her office in Monterey, area code 831-656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com, and her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. We'll chat again on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.